I think this is a travesty of justice. I thought we had gotten to the point at which the federal government was moving forward with the principle that its relations with Native tribes should take place on a government-to-government basis. The argument that the federal government is making is that the provision that allows the federal government to recognize tribes and take their land into trust requires Native people to have been recognized by the federal government in the 1930s. And that is a very novel interpretation of the law. It hasn't been operative for decades. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal scholar. But on the face of it, this ruling seems ridiculous to me. I have a feeling that it won't outlive this administration, but we shall see.
Is this a political move by the Trump administration? Originally, when the tribe's land and trust was challenged in court by some Taunton residents, the Obama administration decided to hold that land and wait to let the case move through the system. But now the Department of the Interior, as we know, is taking that land out of trust.
Let's make an important distinction here between the opposition of the people of Taunton to the taking of land and trust and the Trump administration's decision. I don't agree with the opposition of the people of Taunton, but I understand not wanting a casino in one's backyard. The question as to why the Trump administration decided to take up this case at this particular moment is quite another matter. And, you know, I think the pattern is perfectly clear by this point in this administration's history that President Trump has personal vendettas or favors that he's trying to pursue for his friends that drive policymaking. We know that back in the 1990s, Donald Trump was deeply put off by the competition that he was facing from Indian-run casinos in the Northeast. From his perspective, you know, he always thinks he's being treated unfairly. He believed that fake Indians were getting rights they didn't deserve in order to undercut his business. Okay, now we move forward to this moment in time. Trump has members of his inner circle and investors in his previous presidential campaign who are in the casino business, whose finances are threatened to be undercut by any casino that the Mashpees are going to run. What's more, Trump has a particular venom for Elizabeth Warren and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts more generally, and Warren has championed the Mashpee's cause. So any action against Mashpee doubles as an attack on Warren.
What's at stake for the tribe?
It's more than a casino, though the casino certainly is a major issue. And, you know, Mashpee has ranked among the very poorest communities in Massachusetts ever since the Commonwealth dissolved its reservation in the 19th century. Never mind other economic hits that the tribe has taken over centuries as a result of discrimination. And so, from a certain perspective, the casino is just a small measure of compensation for all that they've lost over the centuries. But there's a great deal more at risk if the land is taken out of trust. It means programs in the areas of cultural revitalization, like at Wampanoag Language Immersion School, will be at risk. It means that all kinds of entrepreneurial and public health programs will be put at risk. And not the least of all, you know, without a stable land base, the people, even if they want to stick together, necessarily get scattered to the four winds in search of stable homes. And so there's a lot at stake here.
Will it set a precedent if the court rules against the tribe and the lands are not protected?
No question about it. This could create a cascading effect that would threaten the sovereignty and the land and integrity of Native communities across the country. Let's be perfectly clear here. The administration's ruling on the Mashpee case is not isolated. It's part and parcel of a general trend of the federal government under the Trump administration trying to roll back Indian rights on every front.
You said this decision may not last past this administration. Are you saying if the White House had a Democrat inside, the tribe might have a chance at preserving or reestablishing even its reservation?
It's more than just having a Democratic president. It means having a Democratic Senate. The House of Representatives passed a measure to remedy this injustice by overwhelming numbers. But shortly after that, President Trump sent out a tweet expressing his displeasure. And so, you know, Senator McConnell shut down any possibility of the Senate holding a vote. So as long as Trump is president and McConnell is running the Senate, I don't see any progress. If there's turnover in those offices in November, I don't think it will take long before a democratically controlled government would address this.
And so is getting a bill passed in Congress their last hope?
I'm reluctant to say that any measure is the last one. The Mashpees have been declared dead as a people several times, and somehow they persisted. So I'm reluctant to ever count them out. But in the short term, things are not looking good.
That's David Silverman, history professor at George Washington University, and the author of This Land is Their Land, The Wampanoag Indians, Plymouth Colony, and the Troubled History of Thanksgiving. If you'd like to learn more about Silverman's book, check out his interview on The Point. You can find that on our website, capeandislands.org.